out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live.
Faithless Friday.
Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A dog just walked across my feet. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast. At iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite podcasting app, wherever, yay, however, whenever you're receiving us.
Ooh, yes.
We... That's what I think when Trump flips on the television, one of his three televisions to Fox and Friends.
Oh,
that's
my
how
God.
He kind of
right.
gets going. Today, quite the Festivus.
Oh, did he tweet?
Oh,
boy.
Faithless. Faithless. That means it's Faithless Friday, everyone. That's the Holy Spirit telling us.
Oh, my God. How can those people believe in that shit? How do you believe in that?
No.
It's insane.
We're going to be here the next couple hours. Lots to talk about. Lots to laugh a lot about. Lots to bitch about.
Betiske.
Ungungu baga biste.
Betiske is my favorite.
What's the...
I'm beta skay as fuck, baby.
Beta skay.
Yeah,
Hunamanime!
Come on, people.
That he is quoting Come lines on. From the movie Nell, starring Jodie Foster.
Oh, Tay and the Wan.
And what's this?
Can I get a hallelujah?
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I was talking to Sarah Palin.
Right-wing and bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right?
Remember the good old days when we would play. We would get like one really crazy batshit thing a week
right.
from some nut job, and a lot of smaller ones, but just like one home run a week.
Yes.
And we would play the fuck out of it and make
right.
fun of it. And now it's
beta
hourly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, Sarah Palin wanted to be Secretary of State for Schittler. Don't you remember that? She did.
Yeah, I think she
was offended that wasn't offered to her. Why not, though? Why not have her be Secretary of State?
They were talking about her for VA, weren't they?
Yes.
Oh,
that was a serious discussion.
Oh, my
it's the
God.
Biggest budget, right?
Right.
They have the biggest budget.
Right outside the military, yeah.
I mean, she ran Alaska, but to be fair, that isn't it's not a year-round gig being
well,
governor.
I don't believe
of Alaska.
She did it well.
Oh, come on. Why you gotta be a hater?
I mean, I don't know what her record was in Wasilla.
Who the fuck do you think you are, a right-winging bitter clinger? Whatever that fucking means.
Tweet us during the show, everybody, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Join us on our Facebook page, and if you want to help us out, buy shit through our Amazon portal, the failing Amazon Washington Post Bezos hellscape.
Right.
Amazon.
I mean, they could. Did I say my name? Did I say my
you
name?
You did.
Oh, okay. I can't
they're separate. You can say again if
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer,
worried.
And I call on, I am worried, really concerned, and I would like to call on Amazon to get rid of that NRA TV shit. That sucks. Take that shit down.
Right, but in the meantime, go sign up for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Through our portal.
That is true, man.
And you know, anyway.
We are whores.
Thanks for Anna Engelbrecht 5 on the Twitter for the Hyacinth Bouquet GIF file that she sent.
Always, Richard,
always uplifting.
Richard, that's Hyacinth.
It's
the only imitation I have. It's the only.
There's a lot to talk about. Lots in the headlines. It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We're gonna dangle our atheism in front of you a little bit more than usual today, but. As always, it's a Trumpian hellscape.
Shout out to the cuntus for liking our tweet. The cuntus.
Yeah. People on Twitter are funny.
Oh, yes.
Let's see what's in the headlines.
Yay.
That's the wrong one. Here we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline!
Friday the 13th!
The year of our motherfucking Lord!
2018!
Oh shit! That year!
Are your headlines?
Fucking fuck. Again.
A little premature articulation.
Oh yes.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post. The headline says, well, this is some crazy shit, by the way.
Yes.
Rachel Maddow broke the news for me last night as it was on in the background, and she said that she did a good job of teasing it for the next segment. Ooh. She's like, there's Donald Trump's going to be pardoning someone.
No shit.
And we'll be right back. So, of course, throughout the whole advertisements, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's Mike Flynn. It's his kid.
Did you guess?
Manafort. I'm just wondering, who the fuck could it be? Poopy Doopy?
Poopy
maybe.
Doopiness.
Maybe he's trying to preemptively pardon himself.
Yes.
Or Jared.
Ivanka.
I don't think she would have teased that, though, when I'm thinking back.
You know who I thought
it
was?
That big, right. They would have just kept going.
I thought it was going to be Marlon Brando.
But it's Scooter fucking Libby.
Yeah. Which, who the fuck? I mean,
I don't know. A 70-year-old guy doesn't wear Scooter well.
No.
You know what I'm just saying.
Right. Was he in jail?
He got commuted.
Oh, then who fucking cares?
By GW, but not pardoned, importantly enough, because George Bush believes in the rule of law and that you shouldn't lie to special counsel, you shouldn't lie to the FBI, which is what Scooter Libby went down for. He was Sith Lord Cheney's.
Yes. Didn't he sell out some agents
chief
or something?
Of staff or something like
shit
that?
Like that?
He outed Valerie Plame, right?
So why the fuck does... Okay, let me understand this for a second. Scooter Libby wasn't in jail.
He got... I should open this story to corroborate, but I think it was 30 months he was sentenced to.
Yeah.
And George Bush was like, no, you know, that may be a little crazy, but... we'll leave you with the guilty verdict, and I'm going to commute your sentence. And he lost his lawyer license,
okay,
and stuff like that. So he, you know, he got punished in some ways,
right?
But I don't know the whole story. Wasn't the question whether he was told to do that?
By Dick Cheney,
by somebody maybe a little Cheney like.
And he was. Let's not be naive. Dick Cheney told him to fucking do that, and the guy took the blame for it, and he's not in jail. And so what? A 70-year-old dude can't go to work and be a lawyer anymore. Big fucking deal.
I don't know that he's 70, but...
He's up there.
I just picked that number out of my ass.
That's fine.
Joe Wilson reacts to Scooter Libby pardon. Trump done gone and pardoned him. Skeksis Barbie this morning, Kellyanne Conway, or yesterday when asked about it,
right,
in the past 24 hours, at some point said... a lot of people think he's the victim of a special counsel gone wild.
Scooter Libby.
Hmm.
Wow.
Hmm.
Jeez.
And Scooter Libby got in trubs for what? for lying to the special counsel.
Oh, wow, Pat. I mean, a lot of people think ... about Scooter Libby. No, they don't. No one's thinking about Scooter Libby. It's totally out of the fucking blue. It's bizarre.
The former ambassador, Joe Wilson, and his wife, former CIA agent. She's a real spook. She was a covert secret agent lady person.
Damn.
We're at the center of the Libby case. She says Trump's basis for the pardon is simply false.
Right.
The former Bush administration ambassador says it has nothing to do with Libby.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me. Libby's problem was with the Justice Department. He was indicted, tried, and convicted on obstruction of justice, perjury charges for basically violating the national security of the United States of America. Now he's being pardoned for it, which suggests, of course, that Mr. Trump is willing to allow people to violate the essence of our defense structure, our national security, our intelligence apparatus, and essentially get away with it.
He's making a case, man. He's trying to create precedent for the horrible shit he's about to do.
I know how these special counsels are.
Oh, yes.
Scooty. Scoots, boy.
God, it's like...
Wilson was a key figure in questioning whether the Bush administration manipulated intelligence to invade Iraq.
Of course. They lied.
He wrote a New York Times op-ed undermining Bush's claim. I forgot how insidious this was. Not only did they do this to his wife, outed her, putting potentially her life in danger. I don't know what kind of spooking she's doing.
Yes.
But they did it to cover up their lies to get them into that got us into the fucking Iraq war.
Yeah, you know, fuck George Bush and fuck that horrible administration. They are still worse than Donald fucking Trump.
That's
they are
so
still
hard to
no, it's not the war
though.
They started a war and they lied about it, and all those fucking people are dead. And George Bush doesn't give one fuck about the rule of law.
So Wilson wrote this op-ed in 2003 in the New York Times, undermining the claim that Iraq's former president Saddam Hussein. Has purchased had purchased materials needed for a nuclear.
It
was George Bush.
Nuclear.
Weapon from Africa. That was just not true.
Lies, baby.
He came to the conclusion after traveling to Niger.
Oh, wee.
I don't like to say that. The name
yeah,
of that country.
It. I say the traditional way you say it in Queens, where I grew up.
He went on behalf of the CIA to investigate whether Saddam had purchased uranium yellow cake.
Oh, yes.
And the answer was no.
Right.
So in retaliation, the dickwads of the Bush administration leaked the name of his wife as being a covert CIA operative.
How evil is that shit?
Essentially ending her career with the agency. She's no good to them anymore.
So Scooter Libby gets a pardon. That's crazy.
2007, a federal jury found that Libby, Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, was guilty of lying about his role in the leak of Plame's identity and of obstructing the probe into the leak. Trump says, listen to this, this is his statement.
I don't know, Mr. Libby.
Okay.
But for years I've heard that he was treated unfairly. Hopefully this full pardon will help rectify a very sad portion of his life.
Oh, damn. You know what? Trump is actually, I think, doing this country a favor by doing this, because now, for a little bit, we get to revisit another Republican administration. And we can kind of stop... Yeah, people say Trump's the worst. Nobody's worse than Trump. Really? How about the last GOP administration? They're pretty fucking shitty. And the one before that, pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah.
You know, what Trump is with the GOP is nothing new. He's just loud. They're all fucking crooks.
I got the statement. From the ambassador, finally, as to Trump, he is a vile and despicable individual. He represents the repudiation of everything that my generation has worked to secure for our nation and its people. I find him utterly unacceptable as president.
Imagine you're a spy putting your life on the line, doing what the fuck ever. And some bureaucrat in Washington decides to out you because they're mad out of spite. That's because of politics. They're politicizing your life. That's fucked up.
Valerie Plante. And just to be cunty.
Spiteful.
Yeah.
Just like Trump.
Republic shit. Republicans.
Right. It's just like Trump. Dick Cheney, George Bush, Trump. They thugs. Are all the same vile cabal of shitbags.
Bullies, thugs.
Yes.
Valerie Plame issued a statement. She said, President Donald Trump has granted a pardon to I. Lewis Scooter Libby.
Yes.
You know, at some point, you just go by Lou.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Lewis.
On the basis that he was treated unfairly. That's simply false. Libby was convicted of obstruction of justice and perjury in a fair trial. President George W. Bush closely reviewed the facts in the case at the behest of Vice President Dick Cheney, who urged a pardon.
He did everything at the behest of that Kraken.
But he didn't.
He didn't pardon the guy.
Right.
I wonder why.
President Bush declined to issue the pardon.
I wonder.
Stating, I respect the jury's verdict.
Okay.
He added, and if a person does not tell the truth, particularly if he serves in government and holds a public trust, he must be held accountable.
Pardon me while I'm cynical that a guy that lied us into a war. Doesn't that seem like theater? Dick Cheney says, oh, you got to pardon them. Then George Bush gets to come in and say, no, you're wrong.
I thought they weren't buds anymore by the end of the administration. So,
oh, yeah.
George started cutting some of the puppet strings and Dick Cheney didn't like it.
Right.
George wanted immigration reform.
Right.
Sensible, bipartisan immigration reform.
Yep.
And that's when the T-turds started burbling up
Right. Let's call Sarah Palin,
certain southern states and certain other states that are really
like
fucking
this state.
That are really fucking conservative.
Yes.
So there you go. It's the headline over at the HuffPo. Is the Scooter Libby, the reaction from Valerie Plame and her husband to the pardoning of Scooter Libby.
Right, guys. By the way, keep voting for the GOP, you idiots.
The test pardon, you could call it.
Yeah, that's what this is, right? They're seeing what they're going to have to do to sell this to the American people. And why do they give a fuck about selling anything?
Well, he's sending a message to Manafort, to Mikey Flynn, that, hey, you know, we get through these guys.
Yeah, don't talk.
Don't worry, I'm going to pardon the fuck out of you.
But how's he going to do that from jail?
Well, I just don't know. I don't know if it's going to fly. I don't believe you can pardon people in order to obstruct justice. I think that'll be looked down upon. I'm sure they'll be challenged immediately, and it'll end up at SCOTUS.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. I mean, what we can and can't do, we don't know. We don't know. George Bush is, Trump is going to do whatever he's able to do. However people are able to stand up to him, you know? I don't know.
Trump.
Yes. I said Trump. I said Bush.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Fuck
Trump. Fuck Bush, too. He sucks. They both suck.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining. Don't forget our Amazon haul.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for your IFC.
Oh, God. God fucking bless you. Oh, my God. Look at the way your eyeballs fell closed.
I felt my heart stop out for a moment, and I was sucked down into the flames of hell for a minute. I'm changing my life right now.
Yeah, don't you, if your eyeballs popped out and when you sneezed, I guarantee you, I think Kate would jump up and just out of instinct, eat them, and you'd be fucked. You'd be, just give me my eyeballs back. She'd be like, those are delicious.
Couple of white olives.
Yes.
Pardon me. Sorry.
Damn.
The headline over at the Drudge Repo.
Fuck you, boy.
Is Comey the 13th.
No.
With a doctored picture of Comey.
Ooh,
good God.
Yes.
It's just a regular picture, but they turned it all dark blue and cranked up the contrast and the shadows.
Shit.
They didn't Photoshop anything like fangs or a child duct taped in the background.
Oh yes, why not?
They don't have to.
Is this about the Republicans creating the anti-Comey task force or whatever the fuck they're doing?
Well, they've got a website.
Oh, okay.
To lioncomey.com.
Good God, what in the fuck is wrong with these people?
Paid for by the RNC. The party paid for a website called lioncomey.com.
Yes, perfect. It's insane. I mean, so the whole party wants to poo-poo our intelligence people, our intelligence community.
Yeah. Oh, this leads to a Politico story.
Yes.
The headline says the possibility of Trump exploding has gone up. The man with his tiny little orange Cheeto fingers on the button.
Right. He's going to explode. Explode. Like lose his mind, lose his temper.
Yeah, I saw a story today that's like the level of anger cannot be expressed that he's going through right now.
You know, it's crazy. We're in this weird place where is he going to fire Mueller? Is he going to do this? That's what we're worried about in this country. Imagine you live in North Korea or the Middle East somewhere. I mean, who the fuck knows what holy hell he's going to rain down on this planet as a distraction to this bullshit that's going on.
The President Donald Trump and his top aides launched pointed attacks on James Comey on Friday.
Yes.
Sarah Huckabee, horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
God, she's a horrible human fucking being, dude.
I challenge human.
Yeah.
It says the offensive is only expected to intensify in the coming days as the former FBI director embarks on a series of media interviews ahead of his book's Tuesday release. Although, copies have flown out. I don't know. They were, I don't know where they got them from, but it was not supposed to be released until like, I guess late over the weekend for the media or early release. And yet somehow over at NBC, they were waving around copies. Maddow spent probably the first 10 minutes of her show just reading passages from the Comey.
Oh, I heard they're good, man. I love it. I love that we're hearing lots of info about the pee-pee tapes. That to me is just
well,
fucking
fascinating.
Well,
that Trump is like, you know, if there's even a 1% chance that if my wife thinks there's a 1% chance this is true, that's not good.
I don't give a fuck what your wife thinks about anything. We want to keep the planet from blowing
Comey's
up.
Comey's point was, well, wait a minute. Who are you that your wife would even think there's a 1% chance you had hookers pee on each other in front of you in a bed in Moscow?
Well, Comey, come on, wake up, please. Yes, this is the one guy. You know, I can see Mike Pence being into that too.
Apparently, there's a task force. White House officials are scouring news reports and reaching out to allies who have copies of the book.
Yes.
Hoping to identify passages they believe undercut Comey's credibility or make him seem sympathetic to Democrats.
God. So then they'll say, oh, look, he wrote this one thing. You know, he's part of the deep state.
Yeah, sure.
Are they really trying to suggest that the deep state exists? Like, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Do they know the disservice they're doing to this country? Because I got to tell you, there are idiots that I know, that I see in Florida regularly that think the deep state fucking exists and they vote.
Well, you know, there are kernels of truth in a lot of these crazy conspiracy theories. That's how Alex Jones gets by sometimes.
Right. That like there's a kernel of truth that there's a pedophile camp on Mars somewhere.
Well,
like,
there are pedophiles.
But they aren't on Mars.
There is Mars.
Listen to this.
God. I'm not saying the White House, the press shop originally assumed the Comey book would relitigate the former FBI director's past testimony and statements just repackaged into a different form.
Package.
But they were caught by surprise when excerpts of the book also raised the question of the existence of the pee-pee tape. And talked about the size of the president's hands.
Oh, yeah.
Details they were unprepared for that set off a scramble inside the West Wing.
Bring me the pee-pee tapes. Post haste.
And that made him crazy. I think it's mission accomplished. Some people are saying, Comey debased himself by going there with the small hands and the orange shit and stuff like that. But I think mission accomplished.
Yes.
This is a big giant finger fuck you to Trump.
Right. He'd be jealous of that big giant finger too.
And why not take a cheap shot?
Why fucking not?
So what bothers Trump now the most? The reports are coming out.
The PP tape.
The PP tape, the small hands and the orange shit.
What about obstruction? Right. No, what about collusion?
No.
That doesn't bother him.
Right.
That's insane, dude. The guy is vain to a fucking fault.
One of the creepiest things Comey said was that that we learned that's new is that they said something about the there was no
collusion.
I don't remember what it exactly was that he wasn't under. There was Russian meddling,
right?
But. The FBI director, whoever it was, said we investigated it. There was bigly Russian mesh meddling.
Yes,
but we have no way of knowing if it changed any votes or not. That's not what we do,
right?
And Trump said proof that that no votes were changed. And he said the creepiest thing was the whole room, all the Trumpets.
Oh yeah, yeah. They didn't say shit.
They started spinning the PR.
Right.
Not our country has been attacked by one of our largest geopolitical adversaries.
Agents, right?
Our largest geopolitical adversaries. He was saying that they're right away. How do we spin it for good PR?
Yeah.
Literally PR. The passage was that Priebus was like scribbling the PR, the press release.
What a scumbag.
Like, oh, we'll use this for the press release.
What a bunch of fucking scumbags. Our country's under attack. We know they meddled in the election. These guys don't give two fucks, man. And also, too, isn't Trump and all these guys, aren't they supposed to keep the political side of this shit? Aren't they supposed to insulate that from our intelligence communities? They aren't supposed to talk about that in front of the fucking FBI. They should know better. They're garbage.
So Comey was like, these people are nuts.
Yeah.
White House press, Gomorian Guard, Sarah Huckabee Sanders offered a harsh critique of the book.
Yes.
During the briefing, saying it belonged in the bargain bin of the fiction section.
Shut up. God. This administration is the bargain bin. Everybody in the cabinet is from the bargain bin. Do we really have the best people in America working for our government right in the White House? God, it's the worst.
Trump, for his part, is said to be... This is Politico still. Politico. Trump, for his part, is said to be fuming about the book. And White House aides are angry over what they see as Comey's unnecessarily personal jabs at the president.
He fired him!
They know that it's going to get him.
But, like, do they forget that Trump... fired Comey for no good reason. The guy ended his fucking career at the FBI, and they're like, oh, he took a personal jab at him. You goddamn right he did. Who fucking wouldn't? This guy's garbage. Trump.
From the book, Comey described his first meeting with the president, wrote, quote, his face appeared slightly orange. With bright white half moons under his eyes.
Yes, it's bizarre.
Where I assumed he placed small tanning goggles, almost impressively coiffed bright blonde hair, which, upon close inspection, looked to be all his. I remember wondering how long it must take him in the morning to get that done. As he extended his hand, I made a mental note to check its size. It was smaller than mine, but did not seem unusually so. Well, they're misconstruing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, if I shook hands with Trump, the first thing I would be thinking is does he really have little, tiny little grubby hands?
Been in the fucking news. And by the way, Comey, you're like 8 feet tall. Your hands are probably bigger than most people.
Oh, so that's been misrepresented.
Oh,
they make it
shock.
Sound like he goes, it was smaller than mine, but did not seem unusually so. So not unusually small.
Right.
So he's not taking a shot at the president. He's admitting that everybody talks about his small hands. When I shook his hand, that's the first thing I thought about.
They're not that. He's saying they're not that small.
Right.
God, guys.
Let's see. Kellyanne Conway, whatever she does, said that Comey's taking unnecessary, immature pot shots.
Pot shots. He wrote a book. Trump fired him.
Right.
I don't understand. Trump fired him. He called him a slime ball, right? Didn't he call him a slime ball or some shit like that? Bot shots.
A central issue in the book comes after the 2016 election when Obama asked to speak with Comey privately.
Yes.
After a White House meeting, Comey writes he felt he had become something of a pariah at the White House and that some there disdained him for his handling of the email investigation late in the election.
Yes.
But Obama said to him,
what?
I'm reading ahead a little bit, and it's just like we used to have an adult. I picked you to be the FBI director because of your integrity and your ability. I want you to know that nothing has happened in the last year to change my view.
Wow, that's nice. And Obama didn't say, oh, by the way, is anyone investigating me getting peed on?
I want to find a way to get you in jail. How do I? He tweeted this morning. We're going to go through his tweets.
He tweeted this morning that Comey needs to be prosecuted. Prosecuted.
For what?
For lying. Lying.
You know, you bring up Obama and all that shit. It just makes me think, like, what? Obama warned Trump to not hire Flynn, right?
Specifically.
But they ignored it. But it was
after Yates warned him not to hire Flynn.
Don't we have anything in our government that can prevent somebody like Flynn being in charge, having a position of authority? Is there nothing? That's insane to me.
Right.
I've never really gotten over that. Like, they told him he was bad and they fucking ignored it.
Well, and what finally did it? How did we finally find out about Flynn? The press.
Yeah. The press. You're right. Not the fucking White House.
Comey says, those were the words I needed to hear. I felt a wave of emotion, almost on the verge of tears. President Obama was not an outwardly emotional man in these kind of meetings, but I still spoke in unusually emotional terms to him. When is this? No. In a passage that has ruffled feathers in the White House.
Ooh. Feathers.
Popcorn up, everybody. Comey adds, quote, I paused and then decided to add something. Maybe it was what I believe a large portion of the country was feeling. Mr. President, my wife would kill me if I didn't take the opportunity to thank you and tell you how much I'm going to miss you. Although I hadn't supported President Obama when he ran for office, I had developed a great respect for him as a leader and a person, and it was only at that moment that I felt the full weight of his imminent departure and what it would mean.
That's hot.
Unable to help myself, I added, I dread the next 4 years, but in some ways, I feel more pressure to stay now. That's driving them crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it was biased against Trump from the beginning. See, proof he's deep state. Proof.
This bias against Trump that the right screams about, you know, progressives, they're biased. It's like, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, would it be fair to say a lot of right-wing nut jobs are biased against Hillary Clinton?
Obama wanted people in his administration that disagreed with him.
Not like Trump.
He wanted to hear different views.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. But, you know. Well,
but people that got along.
Right, yeah, yeah. And also, too, Obama's going to get better people than Trump because.
Well, yeah.
And I don't mean to sound biased against Trump, but he's a giant piece of treasonous shit. And who the fuck would want to work for this guy? You know. Biased. You're biased against Trump. He's a fucking racist, rapey creep.
Let's call it 4:44 a.m.
Fuck ye, boy.
Tremendous pressure is building.
Wow.
Like never before.
Ooh.
For the border wall.
Capitalized, by the way.
Yes.
Border wall.
Okay.
And an end to
Oh, look at this alliteration.
Crime-cradling sanctuary cities.
cities.
Crime cradling. Crime
cradling sanctuary cities.
Wow. Damn. Somebody thought about that. He thought about that.
Started the wall in San Diego where the people were pushing really hard to get it. They will soon be protected! Exclamation point.
In San Diego? You're telling me San Diego is in need of protection? Have you been to San Diego?
Well, and I don't think that's accurate. I believe they're repairing walls and putting up fences. Like, there's no... Remember, the law said, that for the money, said no wall. None of this money can go for a wall.
Right. And am I to understand that San Diego is under siege? Apparently. Are they? Have you been to San Diego?
Yeah.
They've got lots of soft serve yogurt there, like a tremendous amount.
Downtown, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And coffee shops, lots of restaurants. There's lots of money there. I'm worried about San Diego.
Quite a few Republicans.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Next tweet, a few minutes later, James Comey, here we go, strap in, everyone.
Strap it on.
Is a proven, caps lock, leaker and liar.
He's a leaker. Yummy.
Virtually everyone in Washington thought he should be fired for the terrible job he did until he was, in fact, fired.
What?
He leaked, all caps.
Yes.
Classified information for which he should be prosecuted.
Yay!
He lied to Congress under, all caps, oath.
Under oath? I love this.
He is a weak and dot, 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 dot.
Oh, 18 dots. Okay.
Five.
Five dots, which that,
next tweet.
I don't know what that means.
1 minute later, next tweet. Dot, 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 dot. He's a weak and untruthful slime ball.
Is anything in that last bit capitalized?
Who was? No.
Okay.
He is a weak and untruthful. Well, he starts the sentence.
He!
He is a weak and untruthful slime ball who was, as time has proven,
yes,
a terrible director of the FBI.
God damn.
His handling of the crooked Hillary Clinton case and the events surrounding it will go down as one of the worst, quotes, botched jobs.
Botched.
Of history. It was my great honor to fire James Comey.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So why would it not be his great honor to fire Robert Mueller? He is making the case for that dude. I don't know how he does. If this is all so bad and the deep state has their fingers in all these different little pies, how can this guy not fire Mueller?
We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Why is botched in quotes?
Botched jobs.
Why would botched jobs be in quotes? Were they really not botched? Is he being ironic?
You can't. Trump tweets in mysterious ways.
Lying under oath.
Then he tweeted, I don't know, it's a movie of him.
Did you say mysterious ways? Oh my God, Trump and Jesus. I didn't know that. That's the one thing Trump has in common with Jesus. That's the only thing. Both mysterious.
Both fictional. we are bringing back our factories. We are bringing back our jobs. We are bringing back those four beautiful words, colon, all caps, made in the USA, exclamation point. What is this movie? There's a movie of him.
I don't know.
Oh, God, this is so creepy.
That's
this is
Kim Jong-un bullshit.
This is one of these propaganda videos.
God damn it.
We passed the biggest tax cut and reform in American history. More than 5 million workers have already received a tax cut bonus, a pay raise, or a new job thanks to these really massive tax cuts. This event is dedicated to you, the hardworking Americans who make our nation run. And now, because of our tax...
I can't. The one speech they showed, they had that one black senator. One black senator standing right fucking behind him. And then the rest of it was a sea of white.
Why are they making these videos? I mean, so creepy, man. I mean, it really must appeal to their base in a real emotional way. I mean, these racists, do you think we have these racist deplorables out there that are dumb as fuck? Do they love Trump the way progressives love Obama? You know, like they're inspired by this guy. Like I'm inspired by Obama. I like, you know, are they inspired by Schindler?
Well, sure, he's rich. He's rich. That's just some of them. That's all they care about. He's rich.
You wish he made as much as he did. You see that in the comments all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He's a billionaire. How could he be dumb?
He was given that money.
Well,
was given that money and read articles. It's a proven thing, right? Had he just thrown the money his daddy got him into some standard bullshit account and not done anything with it, he might have more money, or am I nuts?
You're a cuck.
Am I making... Oh, yes. I'm self-cucking.
No, you're right. If he would have put it in a simple index fund, he'd be richer.
But we made him president.
And he's
why?
Failed. He just fails upward. He inherited a cabal of lawyers and accountants and everything to make sure that he failed upward.
Why do racists, some of these racists, they're poor as dirt, but they identify with this guy? It makes no fucking sense.
It's a whole bunch of things. The daddy complex.
Oh,
the
God.
We hate brown people too thing.
Ooh, yes.
I feel kindred.
This isn't fair. You know, knowing all we know about this collusion and all this other bullshit.
And the fear-mongering is a big one.
It's not fair. If he gets impeached, then we get Pence. That fucking sucks. I hate that.
Maybe.
Progressives should march against that. We should not fucking put up with that shit. They stole this election, the GOP. They stole the fucking election, and they stole that SCOTUS. Fuck them.
Well, everything would be a lot easier if the blue tsunami happens in November, so.
Yeah.
Get out and fucking vote and bring friends.
Man, we shouldn't accept that Mike Pence.
Bring illegals.
Yes.
drag all your illegal friends out to vote.
The undocumented.
Might as well make it true. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Those are your headlines anyway, by the way.
Yes.
And those are your president's tweets. Congratulations.
Congratulations, America.
Republicans, yeah.
Good job, guys, everyone.
You guys
wonderful.
Are fucking awesome.
All the you idiots out there. It's like, I like him. He tells people to fuck off. Why do you like anyone that does that?
Yeah, I saw something.
I don't get that.
One of the right wing, I think it was a preacher or something like that, or somebody, some asshole somewhere said that they every day they try to piss off a liberal and that makes them happy.
Interesting. You're going to piss me off?
I told you that's in all the comments and everything, that they it's as long as it's something that gives discomfort to a liberal,
well,
they're all for it.
Well, listen, how about this? Maybe I have discomfort, but you know what I know? You're an ignorant fucking racist. How do you like that?
Trump's America.
Yay!
Y'all. CNN is reporting.
Fuck you.
That, you know, I had seen something earlier in the week about this person, and now they just found more. This is a political appointee.
Yes.
We talked about her before. This is Jimena Barreto, the far-right political pundit who joined as the deputy director of communications, right? Remember? She was the communications director.
Oh, my God.
Director.
We just did a story about her last week. She said some
Pizzagate. Islam
shit.
Is a cult.
Yes.
Standard
GOP bullshit.
Big on Pizzagate.
Oh, absolutely. There's a basement in a building where there's not a basement.
She hosts
with child molesters.
Hosted a YouTube show called The Right View by Deplorable Latinas.
Oh, okay.
And now she's in their like Spanish outreach.
Right.
Deputy communication director. We looked up how much she made. It was like $170,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, for what? I'm an outreach, whatever the fuck.
Well, now they found her saying in 2017, sharing, this is a political appointee to the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fuck you.
Shared an image that said our forefathers would have hung Barack Obama.
Oh, my God.
And Hillary Clinton for treason.
Well, I mean, to be fair, our forefathers had some fucked up relationships with people of color. So she might not be wrong. She might not be wrong. Do you know what I mean?
She
just out of being dickheads.
She was placed on leave Monday, after Media Matters reported that they found that she had called the Islam a cult.
Ugh, what an asshole.
That she had pushed the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, alleging Hillary Clinton was part of a child sex ring. Based in part in a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant.
Oh,
and
my
that's
God.
All from those emails, because they're so desperate to find something that they're like, hey, let's go grab some pizza down at Ping Pong for lunch. Great idea. Let's go. I want pineapple on mine. Oh, my God. That means they want a 4-year-old black girl.
So like,
it's code. I broke the code.
So, like, what is this? What's her name? Janine Pirro? No, that's somebody else.
Jimena Barreto.
Jimena Barreto. How do you feel about your part in making some dude show up at this pizza place with a gun and shoot the place up? What if somebody would have died, you fucking idiot? What then?
She's also used the hashtag ban Islam.
From what?
Ban Islam.
From what? From just, you can't have it in America or some shared, shit like that?
Shared conspiracy theories about the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich.
Fuck you. That's fucking stupid. You know?
She also shared a conspiracy theory that French President Emmanuel Macron is controlled by the Rothschild family.
Oh, totally.
And that Clinton and Obama were controlled by investor and Democratic mega donor, get ready to drink, everyone.
Oh, shit.
George Soros.
Bam, baby. Give her a right-wing nut job star. Everybody hates this George Soros. Damn.
Prior to joining, she was a HHS. She was a far-right political pundit and Trump-supporting blogger. That would be like somebody, some insane lefty Democrat getting
yes.
in and giving us jobs.
Right. Yeah, totally.
We're equally as qualified as this person is.
But that doesn't happen. That rarely happens on the left.
Right.
It just doesn't. But it happens on the other side. Why? Because they're nuts.
So she's, now they found more stuff. I think she's probably not going to be back.
Who knows? Scott Pruitt still has a fucking job.
Or she'll get a promotion.
Oh, yeah. He built a fucking... An egg of silence, a cone of silence or something, so nobody can hear what he's fucking saying. God, what a dickhead.
I thought I had more Scott Pruitt stuff.
What?
I had more Scott. Oh, here we go. Scott Pruitt, now that you mention him.
Yes.
A good segue, plus a little bit of Faithless Friday, y'all.
Fuck you.
Go buy a Bible. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Fuck that. Go
buy
on Amazon.
Dawkins' book.
Buy a Quran.
Buy Dawkins' book or buy right. Hitchens.
Yes.
Hitchens reading his own book.
Buy something real expensive because the more money you spend, the more money we make. So whatever.
Well now.
Yes.
You know, there was, we talked about this before that Scott Pruitt, but we also found out Zinke wanted to do the same thing. Redesign the they call them the challenge coins for these administrations. It's a souvenir medallion that they give it. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's something you give to people, civilians that are, you know, gives them a big hard on. That
slip
got
it in
some
my coin slot.
Magic coin.
Oh, yes.
Well, Pruitt, we did the story before. He wanted to take the EPA off of the coin and make it the Scott Pruitt coin?
I don't even know. How does a human being even up with that idea?
Who finds these people?
Have you ever been walking around? I don't know. You let your mind wander and you're like, God damn, I want an At Vile Experience commemorative coin. It's never occurred to me
well,
in the
sure
league.
Sure not. Why not?
Why not? I want one. I want a Ryan coin right now. Okay? Make some calls.
Well, so get this. He, also,
yes,
it says when Scott Pruitt wanted to refashion the EPA's challenge coin,
right?
He proposed an unusual design.
Okay,
make it bigger.
Ooh, make it what the fuck?
Bigger
man?
Coin and
of course.
Delete the EPA logo.
I just want it to be all about me
from
right?
the EPA coin. Delete the EPA logo.
But he hates the EPA, dude.
Pruitt instead
yes.
wanted the coin to feature some combination of symbols more reflective of himself,
like,
and of the Trump administration.
Like dollars, money, I don't know.
Among the possibilities, a buffalo.
He likes buffalo.
To evoke his native Oklahoma.
I like buffalo.
And?
Yes.
An unspecified Bible verse to reflect his faith.
Come on. Does anyone believe Scott Pruitt is into Sky God Mumbo Jumbo?
Way into, yeah.
Oh, yes. He's so Christian.
Plans for the coin were ultimately put on hold.
God damn it.
Imagine what we don't know about. This is the shit we find out about. Imagine what we don't know. And I think it was yesterday, the day before, a guy, a former worker for the EPA.
Yes.
Was like, oh, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Right.
You think this guy is a corrupt, imperious dickhole. Just fucking wait till more comes out.
You are a corrupt, imperious dickhole.
Not his words specifically.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, he'd be sued right away if he tried to stamp a coin with a Bible verse on it.
That's insane. Why the fuck would you? Why would you do that?
So either Pruitt didn't care, or it says here, Pathios, he relished the thought of the sure-to-erupt legal brouhaha so he could play martyred Christian up on the fucking cross.
Oh, yes. God damn, guys. These fucking snowflakes that are in the GOP, it's such a weird combination of very sensitive, very vain motherfuckers, but also insanely corrupt, but also racist. Where do they come from?
The Ronald Slotkin, now retired EPA career employee,
yes,
was present during some of the internal deliberations about the coin. Quote, these coins represent the agency, but Scott Pruitt wanted his coin to be bigger than everyone else's, and he wanted it in a way that represented him. What? He wanted to remove anything to do with the EPA.
Yes.
The changes, he said, would have turned it into a Pruitt coin.
Dude.
The EPA leader is said to be, this is crazy,
yeah,
disenchanted with the agency's logo.
What is it?
Because it resembles to him.
Right.
To him.
To Scott Pruitt.
A marijuana leaf.
But what is it?
It's a plant. With,
it's a plant.
Well, you could, it's here. It's open on my screen if you want to see it.
Yeah.
According to the story, his own staff talked him out of the Bible verse.
I'll tell you this. If I got a job at the EPA, I would be like, okay, number one, I don't give a fuck about the coin. Figure it out. I don't want to hear about it again. I don't give a fuck about the logo.
I think I should have the left side. I look better from the left side on the coin.
We don't
put faces on the coins here. I think we should change that. My coins. How big is Rick Perry's coin? I want to make sure mine's bigger than his.
I don't know what's going on with Rick Perry. And
what's Ben Carson doing over there?
Nothing. He's not doing shit.
How big is his?
He
coin?
Doesn't know. That's one thing. Ben Carson doesn't fucking know.
He specifically said he wanted his coin to be bigger than everyone else's.
Would you not feel embarrassed to say that to a room full of people? Hi, everyone. I know we're going over these coins that we all get named after ourselves. I want mine. I want my coin to be the biggest.
I want a super secret, impenetrable closet in my office. I want a bulletproof desk.
What state is this fuck from?
Oklahoma.
Okay. Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi. Yeah.
Keep going.
You need Texas. Sorry, God. North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky.
Don't forget Arizona.
West Virginia,
sitting there in the corner looking coquettish.
There's some reasonable people in Virginia, Ohio. You know, you're all nuts. Listen, you got a fucking, you get a back seat. They need a back seat. We don't need people. What? Where did this weird, he's just such a weird fuck, Scott Pruitt. He's from Oklahoma?
Yeah. That's why he wanted to Buffalo. He's such an asshole.
You're right.
Chris Hayes has started every time he references Scott Pruitt, he starts with like the spectacularly corrupt Scott Pruitt or something like that.
Spectacularly, it's corrupt.
It's cartoonish.
You can't like, I don't know how you disagree with that.
And then you got Zinke raising flags when he's in like the fucking Pope. Yeah.
My problem is
riding a horse.
I get Zinke and Pruitt.
I get it
mixed up. Who rides a fucking horse? It's Zinke, Zinke, right? Hey, Pruitt, why don't you have a horse? Come on, pussy. Huh? Who is doing the job? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but we still have an environment, right? Do we still have an environment?
For a few minutes
Does
more.
It not be protecting? Is anyone protecting our environment? What about our environment? No, all I'm hearing about is these cones of silence.
He just signed something today that loosened the restrictions on air pollution. Loosened.
Oh, yes. Hey, Scott. Hey, Dick. I know it's important for you to have your gigantic coin. I mean, how big does he want this coin?
It's no longer. It's now a commemorative dinner plate.
Oh, yeah. Areolas. Oh, yeah. Shit, man. Fuck, man. I just don't know, like. Who's protecting the environment? Who's doing anything?
Well, hopefully people at more the local level are trying, but...
Help away. Help away.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough period, unless... I really wonder... I was wondering if he survives until November, or let's say January, when the Congress, the new Congress, starts, actually.
Yes.
And there's a blue tsunami, and let's say the amazing happens and we get the House and the fucking Senate.
Yes.
And he's still around and he knows he's doomed. What if he suddenly turned into old liberal Trump, and just to be popular and save his orange ass, decided to start signing whatever laws the Democrats came up with? You know, this makes sense. This universal health care thing, let's call it Trump care.
You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it wouldn't work. They're still going to go after him. But
Trump is a symbol of like racism and hate and fascism.
But
he's
opportunism.
Anti-Semitic.
Opportunism above all.
Right.
I think.
But I think that the American people, the people of color, the gay people in this country, the trans people, need to see the progressives take this motherfucker down and have him die in prison. What else? This guy's a tyrant. He's a fucking fascist.
Yeah.
Progressives can't be. You cannot be.
Right now, I don't think he's going to jail unless, you know, he tries to barricade himself in the White House.
But,
or something
like the
that.
Idea. I think what is poison in this thing is the liberals, especially white liberals, can't sit here and have any hope that Trump is going to be good. There can't be any of that. Don't be fooled. He's not going to be good. He's a racist. He's a homophobic dickbag. He's a strong man. He's a tyrant, you know, and he's bad for people of color and minorities. He's got to be taken down. The liberals have to not, you can't legitimize this fucking guy. He's not going to bring us universal health care.
Oh, brother. Fox's Ainsley Earhart asks if bombing Syria would be a bigger story than Comey's book.
Fuck you. What the fuck is she talking about?
She's telling the president, you should bomb Syria this weekend to overshadow Comey's book.
Right.
That's Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, yeah.
Sending a message to Don without having to Snapchat him.
I mean, you know, that it's crazy. A guy that there's no hope for Donald Trump. There is no hope there. There's just misery and violence and lies and corruption.
If the president and France and the UK decide to strike Syria, don't you think that story would be a bigger story than Comey's book that's released on Tuesday?
She's asking Geraldo.
Again, I apologize for the delay in stepping on you, Ainsley, but I think that the United States, the United Kingdom, and France certainly have the military wherewithal. Indeed, the United...
He doesn't answer the question. He's talking about whether they're going to attack Syria or not. Ainsley, the idiot, asked, Do you think that'll overshadow the Comey story?
I think what Ainsley is saying kind of is like, you know, this Comey book, is it really shouldn't be any attention on it. Isn't right. it more important what's going on in Syria? But I also think it's what you said. That would overshadow the book. I think they honestly think right. that would be a good...
Here's a great idea, Mr. Prez.
Right, right.
So that's Fox, what's going on over at Fox. And apparently they had some guy over there that said Comey is very disturbed and should be sitting in a prison somewhere.
Oh, yes.
This is on Fox.
Right. Why would Comey be sitting in a prison?
For being deep statey and for leaking.
Yes. Okay. It's such a, you know, Rachel Maddow was making this point. She's like, think of all this shit we already know. Stuff that there is already evidence of.
What? Right.
Imagine our legislative bodies aren't moving to impeach this fucking guy.
Correct.
Think of that. That's fucking insane. And that the very idea that you're trying to throw blame to Comey.
Oh, well,
we live in bullshit fantasy land. I know. I don't fucking get it.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
Right.
I'm sure that's the narrative going on over at InfoWars yes. right now, too. I do have a little Alex Jones. Right, you want right. a Friday Alex Jones moment?
Yes, perfect.
okay, I'm just... This ties in a little bit with Faithless Friday also.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know if I have a tape of this.
Right.
Here we go. Alex Jones.
I can't wait.
You just got to go with it. Here's right, Alex right. Jones.
You know, when I was growing up in Rockwall, Texas.
I can't even start.
When I was growing up in Rockwall, Texas.
Oh, right. Rockwall.
He's letting us all know of the testosterone coursing through his veins right now. The G47L horny goatweed colloidal silver enhanced testosterone colloidal bouncing silver. Out from my testicles, shooting out through my ears.
When I was growing up in Rockwall, Texas, at that time, the richest county in Texas.
Oh, smell him.
A bedroom city of Dallas. And every time I thought some hot 17-year-old when I was like 13 or 14 really wanted to date me, and I'd drive out to some big old.
When he was 13 and the 17, 18-year-olds wanted to fuck him. Citations. I want proof.
I don't know. He sounds insane.
Whenever
he makes it sound like, you know, whenever when I was 13, 14, what? All those hot 17, 18 year olds wanted to bang me.
You know what would be fascinating? I want to ask this Alex Jones, describe yourself to me. Like, how do you feel? You think so much of yourself, man. I mean, you know.
It's like 13 or 14 really wanted to date me. And I drive out to some big old mansion of theirs. And I mean, real mansions, helicopter.
I mean, you can't drive when you're 13 or 14. So right. there may be a little hole in your story. I was granted special dispensation.
But, you know, if you grew up in the South, it's not, I was not one of these kids, but a lot of people.
Oh, I was. I was grew one up of those in the South. In Wisconsin.
They start
was,
driving yeah, when sure. they're eight. So, you know.
I may have improperly right. operated a motor vehicle.
Yes.
I drive out to some big old mansion of theirs, and I mean real mansions, helicopter pads, private landing fields, you name it. God almighty, at the third or fourth time I'd been with them, they'd tell me, by the way, we worship this God, and we want you to come to this event. We want you to engage in this activity because Lucifer's really God.
apparently, the only 18-year-olds that wanted to fuck him are Satan worshipers in the middle of bump fuck Texas.
Oh, yes.
They tried to, you know, it's the third or fourth time I'm with them.
Right.
They're like, you should follow this God, Lucifer's God. We want you to come to this event. We want you to engage in this activity because Lucifer's really God.
Come on.
And, right. you know, I told people those stories when I first got on air 20 years ago. And it kind of sounded a little bit hokey, but now you see it all with the mainstream media.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't. I haven't heard any. I haven't heard Brian Williams be like another 17-year-old Satanist today.
Yeah.
And there's a spiritual component to this. It's not a power trip. They knew interdimensionally.
What?
Because believe me, they weren't trying to get the average person to go do that. Everybody thought, like, why are you dating the head cheerleader or the head senior when you're a freshman in high school? Well, because, you know, she was driving me out there in her $100,000 Mercedes, and that was 30-something years ago. Driving me out there in her $100,000 Mercedes, that'd be a $300,000 Maybach today.
I don't believe any of this.
Yeah.
None of it.
This is a lie.
He's dating heiresses in buttfuck Texas.
But define heiress in buttfuck Texas.
Who are Satanists.
Okay, well.
And they're driving to pick his 13-year-old ass up to fuck him. I don't believe any
of I've never been to Texas. I don't know.
Any of it.
To try to get me into the cult. And then I was about 16. I got taken by a girl out to the lake and this big vineyard. It was way out in Hunt, way out outside Dallas. And I saw these police cars pulling up, people getting out and saying, we're going to have a bonfire. Alex, don't be scared. And started seeing people putting black hoods on. These weren't KKK.
Come on. Bullshit. Police cars. Even the police are in on the cult. The You're satanic right. cult.
This is so fucked up.
And people putting black hoods on. These weren't KKK hoods. These were black hoods. And I remember saying, oh, my God. She's like, don't be scared. And I said, I'm not scared. I'm not part of this. And walking back on the road, and about 5 miles later, didn't have cell phones back then. And I had like 10 miles to walk back. Police came and got me. Said, boy, you've been drinking. We're taking you to jail. And then my family lawyer called my dad, and they said, Dr. Jones, you need to leave Dallas or your son's going to be found dead hanging in a jail cell.
No, there's a what? Dr. Jones, you need to leave Dallas because your son's a fucking dead. Asshole, a God. Lunatic. Your Just son like- got falling down drunk and hallucinated black hoods and satanic rituals.
What? This sounds like lyrics to a Johnny Cash ballad.
He's lying.
Yeah.
He's lying.
You think it's what's the kernel of truth to this crap?
What's he lived in Texas.
That's it? Are you saying that's it?
And was once 13.
Wait, so let me understand something. Black hoods are for Satanists. White hoods are for racists. Is that right?
Apparently.
God damn. The details are good.
Very segregated even there.
A lawyer called my dad and they said, Dr. Jones, you need to leave Dallas or your son's going to be found dead hanging in a jail cell. Now, later, the last laugh happened when the sheriff and others got busted for narcotics. And Texas Monthly did a story about it and didn't believe me and actually went back and asked people. And they said, no, that actually went on. Now, look how crazy that was 30 plus years ago. I'm 44. So I was about 13, 14 when all that started.
It's just not true.
That's nuts.
It's just not true.
And look what we've done against the globalists. Look at Bohemian Grove. Look at it all. All of us are being called towards a quickening. And we're either going to resonate with the dark satanic force or the force of life.
The quickening.
All hurtling toward the quickening. Yes. The quickening. Isn't that a movie or some bullshit?
I don't know.
What does the quickening mean? It's like, I've heard that before. Is that a magic thing or a Satan thing? A quickening. It's like, is that a Stephen King book or some shit? The quickening. What does that mean? Why is everything so weird? We're heading toward a quickening. Is that the end of the world?
And we're either going to resonate with the dark satanic force or the force of life. We're going to resonate with the Roundup and the genetic engineering and the nuclear war. We're going to resonate with happy green fields and butterflies and our children.
What's on his Netflix? That's what I feel like I'm hearing. I'm hearing that this motherfucker...
I think he's been watching Game of Thrones a little too much.
And he watched a bunch of End of the World movies at the same time. The Roundup, the Quickening, the Robot Apocalypse. What the fuck?
The Quickening.
Children.
When is the quickening?
And the strongest people out there don't choose the evil. They're strong enough to buck it and to go through it. And I don't tell you that story to sit there and impress you.
It doesn't impress
us. Wait a second.
Wait, we're supposed to be impressed.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for letting me know, Alex. I'm impressed. I mean, are we supposed to be impressed that a bunch of hot Satanists picked him up to try to fuck him? Is that what
he's
saying?
When he was 13, he was banging seniors and juniors, man.
Wow, you're so potent, Alex. Boy, let me buy some of that colloidal silver so I can be just like you and bane Satanists in black hoods. But I don't want to end up hanging in a jail cell. That's what I don't want.
Because I'll be honest with you. I love women who are great pieces of ass.
Oh, my God. Wait, what did he say?
And to go through it, I don't tell you that story to sit there and impress you. Because I'll be honest with you. I love women, and they were great pieces of ass. But they weren't there to get me because they thought I was good looking. They were there to get me because evil knew. Because let me tell you, they weren't going after other 13 and 14-year-olds.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're Jesus. Jesus.
They were trying to get him when he was young before he grew up to sell dick pills.
Dude, he is making, like, this is, what is this? It's like, this is a monomyth. This is his hero story.
Sure.
His odyssey.
Yeah, it's his origin story.
He's a chosen person.
Yeah.
He's special as fuck.
Evil
knew.
Evil knew.
Because I'll be honest with you. I love women, and they were great pieces of ass. But they weren't there to get me because they thought I was good looking. They were there to get me because evil knew. Because let me tell you, they weren't going after other 13 and 14-year-olds in the high school. Evil knew what we were going to do in the future, but evil failed. So to the globalists and all the lawsuits and all the death threats and all of you people, you have failed.
notice he dropped lawsuits in there.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, because he's getting sued for all that defamation.
All the globalists and the death threats and lawsuits.
And he, you know, see, crazy, God, he is nuts. So he sees his life from the beginning is like, God, what's with all these racist white guys with lots of money that think they're a victim?
That's their vibe.
That's his struggle, his whole fucking life.
Then you sprinkle Christianity in there, which is perpetual victimhood.
Alex, you're a white guy that lives in the middle of Texas. I know what you tell us you deal with. Part of your struggle is that when you have a steak or something,
yeah,
you get so crazy from the meat, the red meat or whatever.
It's woozy.
You're not able to drive.
Yeah.
So then he has to call up Uber to get a ride home. But however, Uber, as he said, the app on your phone is a Trojan horse into your data. And all that data gets it's fucking filtered into the deep state. And that's part of his struggle, right?
Sure.
Damn. I mean, you know, what a nutball.
Why doesn't he make non-deep state apps?
Yeah, that's a good point. It also, to me, Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, was the best part in your of your life when you were 13 years old banging all those Satan worshipers? That's so funny.
It's just unreal. I mean,
well, you're right,
dude. It's disheartening.
It's unreal.
It is unreal.
Totally
yeah.
That's good. Satanists. Black hoods.
I've had this one for a couple of days. Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
The this one was under the radar because, you know, there's so much happening.
I know.
That we don't know what's going on.
Right.
As the horrible Trump cabal is let loose.
Yes.
Ted Osius, O-S-I-U-S.
Who the fuck is this?
Was the former U.S. ambassador to Vietnam.
Right.
Resigned his post last year.
Okay.
He says, after the Trump administration asked him to pressure the Vietnamese government.
Right.
To take back more than 8,000 Vietnamese refugees.
To take them back.
Marked for deportation.
Oh, my God. God. Who is this?
Most of the people targeted for deportation, sometimes for very minor crimes.
Right.
Were war refugees who had established lives in the U.S. after fleeing the Vietnam War more than 40 years ago, he wrote in an essay this month.
Okay.
They were to be returned decades later to a nation ruled by a communist regime with which they had never reconciled.
Right.
I feared many would become human rights cases and our government would be culpable.
Right. God damn.
Trump said, tell him to take him back anyway.
God, does he not understand what that means? or is their skin is not white and he doesn't give a fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I voiced my objections. I was instructed to remain silent and decided there was an ethical line that I could not cross if I wished to retain my integrity.
Shit.
Trump had to go. Somebody look that word up for me.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
What does that mean? What did he call me?
There's smoke billowing out of his orange tiny little fucking ears at this point.
He said, I concluded I could better serve my country from outside government by helping to build a new innovative university in Vietnam. So he's staying in Vietnam, building a school there. So
that's nice.
Told to remain silent.
Shit. Dummy up.
Yep.
Man.
So that's how our, again, that's one we know about.
Right. Oh my God. Dude.
What don't we know about?
Ugh.
Is the next question.
That's right, Pat. Please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a piece of.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus. Yay.
I don't know. You need a laugh. We've played this idiot before. This is even in the right-wing nut job world, this person, Liz Crokin.
You know, I'm sorry.
Is beyond
insane.
She's a total pizza gator. She's a total deport all the Muslims because they're all out to kill you and jihad your ass.
I'm sorry. Am I right to remember that? I'm not trying to change the subject. But did we really hear that horrible Taylor Swift version of September before the show?
How dare you remind me of that?
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I'm still trying to shake off the trauma.
Nobody cover Earth, Wind, and Fire. Nobody cover Earth, Wind, and Fire. Leave it the fuck alone.
Taylor Swift
was
trending on the Twitter earlier for the sole reason because people are horrified.
I don't know why. I just thought of that.
And outraged because she released a little snippet of, I don't know, some new song coming out.
It just went in my brain, dude.
And she does a cover of the amazing, awesome, funktastic Earth, Wind, and Fire version of September from the 70s, and she turns it into a fucking country funeral dirge. Sounds like Muzak, elevator goddamn music.
It's crazy.
It pained my ears.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't I mean, you know, some of her little poppy shit, I don't care, it doesn't bother me.
I don't give a fuck. I don't think about it.
Taylor Swift for any, I don't think about Taylor Swift, to be honest with you.
I do now.
Either way, but yeah, so I my unbiased review is, holy shit, how dare you ruin Earth, Wind, and Fire September.
I mean, she's got a nice voice. She sounds like she's on a Klonopin or some shit like that. I don't even know. How do you think, Taylor Swift, you're sitting at your palatial estate. Where does she live? In Rhode Island, right? Hanging out in Rhode Island on your mansion. You're like, oh, I want to cover the September song.
I don't know that.
I know it. Who cares? Whatever.
She lives in Rhode Island.
I read.
The headline over at USA Today, Twitter is not a fan of Taylor Swift's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
God damn, why would you do this, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it's really,
it's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. But I feel bad for her because she's...
Well, now I gotta play it.
Isn't she, like, don't a bunch of white supremacists, don't they worship her because she's, like, you know, blue-eyed?
Well, this is like their Nazi princess, and they think that she sends them secret signals, just like... Just like all the lunatics do on 4chan or on Reddit.
But she's not a white supremacist, right? She's not even down...
I don't believe so.
She's down with that cause. She's just white with blonde hair. Oh, God. This song sucks.
She's their Aryan princess.
Though. Oh, yeah. Ugh. It's horrendous.
I don't know if I can get this to play. It might be a good thing if I can't.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. I know we were talking about a Liz Crokin fucking asshole, but I can't believe I heard that.
Yeah, it's...
It's shitty.
I only listened to a moment or two of it.
It's like, you don't have to redo Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can just listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's recorded this, you know... God. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. They're fucking awesome.
And hey, I think I'll slow it down a little and
make it shitty. How can I make Earth, Wind, and Fire shitty?
I don't know. I'll find that as we go along here.
Yeah,
but
horrible music. Just atrocious.
The Taylor Swift, yeah, that's why she was trending
on the Twitter.
On the Twitter, yeah.
And Liz Crokin's a Kraken, correct?
So Liz Crokin, right wing nut job.
Fuck you.
Has said some really batshit things, and this is no different. Here is Liz Crokin.
Liz Crokin.
I'm just gonna let her go. Making a video. I don't know where the fuck she is, and she needs help on her framing, on her video, because she's like in the lower third of And anyway, here's Liz Crokin.
Crokin
being Crokin.
I know with absolute certainty there is a tape that exists that involves Hillary Clinton sexually abusing a child.
There you go. I know with absolute certainty that there exists
a video with Hillary Clinton sexually abusing a child.
Who's worse, Clinton for abusing those children or Taylor Swift for abusing Earth, Wind, and Fire?
You can't ask me that today because I'm still reeling.
Right. Who this Liz Crokin, why does she talk in such a weird way? What is wrong with her?
She's a fucking idiot.
Hillary Clinton abusing a child.
She's a moron.
Not exist. Was Emma Aberdeen involved?
She's a pizza gator, and she thinks there's video of Hillary with a dough rolling pin and a four-year-old.
Does Hillary
hiding
Clinton,
in the basement of Comet Ping Pong.
Do you know what makes me nuts? Is there's no evidence. There is no fucking evidence that Hillary Clinton sexually abuses anyone, sexually assaults anyone. How fucking ever. Our goddamn rapist in chief. Yes.
You're lying. There's video. She just said it.
Okay. Okay.
Is it too soon to do this yet? Because I know that it's not like it.
This is the wrong one. That's the wrong Taylor Swift song. God, that's Delicate. Damn. That's from her new album.
I love that song. That's a good one. Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Well.
Whoa,
that is bad. Why?
It's
why?
Just, it's such a cool, happy song. And yeah, anyway, I apologize, listeners, but you know, it's my duty since we're talking about it so much to share it with you.
Who's a fucking Kennedy child? Maud Gonne is saying she was a fucking Kennedy child. Taylor Swift? Or Liz Crokin, or who?
I don't know.
Here's more of Liz Crokin.
Here's more of Liz Crokin.
Clinton sexually abusing a child, okay? Research Kathy O'Brien. Kathy O'Brien wrote a book and has done many interviews and has given many speeches.
Put Taylor Swift back on.
Hillary Clinton molested her. Now, there is a video that proves this. And I have gotten this confirmed from very respectable and high-level sources. Now, in the past few days, there's been a huge push.
What is wrong with this person? Why does she talk like this?
She's mentally ill.
She's
out of her mind.
I mean, I don't know. God. What's wrong with this person? Hillary Clinton's not fucking kids.
I know there's many videos incriminating her. I just don't know which ones they're going to release. But there are claims that this sexual abuse video is on the dark web. And I know that some people have seen it. Some in law enforcement.
Are you reading the transcript of this? Oh my God.
The NYPD law enforcement. Some NYPD officers have seen it, and it made them sick. It made them cry. It made them vomit. Some of them had to seek psychological counseling afterwards.
They did. She does not say that. Yeah. Hillary Clinton. I puked. I needed therapy. Goddamn. Wow.
So there you go. Wait.
Because there's no possibility, by the way, of there.
If it's out on the deep web, it would be out right now, you fucking idiot.
Oh, that's true. You make a great fucking point at Vile Experience. If there was footage of Hillary Clinton, of Hillary, evil-ass Hillary, molesting kids, it would be out there.
I want to go tweet it off the fucking deep web.
Absolutely, of course. But it doesn't exist.
Right.
If there were evidence of Hillary Clinton killing people, going to Mars, shooting Martians in the... I don't know what the fuck she does. She'd be in fucking jail. Right?
Yeah. One would
assume. We don't have to be reasonable about this anymore. Fuck your Hillary derangement syndrome, you Bernie bros. You Trump fucks. You're fucking insane. Our society's fucked. We had, my God, she was secretary. Hold on. She was secretary of state. She's a fucking senator. We couldn't elect her president. But all these fucking people had to RIP Charles Manson when he fucking died. Fuck you, our culture. Our culture's garbage. That's Taylor Swift fucking up Earth, Wind, and Fire. Fuck all this shit.
God. She's a big QAnon believer.
Oh, God, of course.
Way into QAnon.
Yes, sure.
And apparently, the other day, there's a story at Pathos.
Pathos.
That Liz Crokin, former gossip columnist turned conspiracy nut, who has invented a non-existent Trump campaign to destroy a global pedophile ring.
Globalists.
Has perhaps her most bizarre claim yet. She shared a post from someone else claiming that John F. Kennedy Jr. did not die in a plane crash.
Right.
But is alive and is running, secretly running, the child trafficking cover up.
Who didn't die in the plane crash?
JFK Jr.
God. This all, by the way, okay.
Oh, this is I'm
indulging. I'm indulging in this bullshit for a second because we were just playing Taylor Swift and I'm hearing from my God, Taylor was sleep. She was 18 and did she hook up with a Kennedy? Is that what she's saying? And that's Taylor Swift is involved. Or something.
Oh, well.
I don't know. My brain broke. I can't. Who is this Liz Crokin?
She's a moron.
I mean, God, you know, this. We progressives are so fucking. I mean, we are all so reserved about what's happening in the White House. You know what I mean? Hillary Clinton is not even around. She's not even in the conversation. She lost. But Liz Crokin is like, I've seen videos of Hillary Clinton fucking a child.
Oh,
what the
wait,
fuck, dude?
I misspoke. Apparently JFK Jr. is alive and helping Trump expose the deep state pedophiles. So he's actually a good guy. I think the Q team is led by none other than Donald J. Trump's friend, JFK Jr., the post said.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So JFK Jr., he didn't die in that crash. His plane went in the water, right? Around Martha's Vineyard?
Apparently, the deep state tried to kill him, and they pretended that he was dead to save him.
But they found his body in that fucking plane. No, I thought they fucking did.
Were you there?
No, I would not. I would never be there. I'm not going underwater with all those fucking sharks. No.
Oh, man. Wow. Anyway.
It's you know.
God, people are just desperate to believe crazy shit, aren't they? I mean,
right,
I don't,
so
I
much so that we got Donald Trump elected. So much so that we got Donald Trump fucking elected. All these bots, these Russian bots, tweeting out stories
isn't there
that
ever,
are similar to this Liz Crokin shit, and people voted for Trump.
Isn't there ever just something in your head that's like, come on.
Not if you're a dumbass.
This is nuts. This is nuts.
I don't know. Taylor, is there ever anything in your head that's like, you know what, I have enough money. I don't need to cover this fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire
song.
Yeah,
don't you have friends to tell you not to do that?
No.
Don't cover Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I don't know.
Cover Prince. You stay the fuck away from Prince, Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. That's she's not going to do that.
I don't know.
Right?
2 days ago, I would have said she'd never cover an Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
I don't know.
Body.
God.
Suddenly you remember us.
Wow. The Nazis are going to disavow you for that. You know, maybe not. I don't know. Did the white supremacists, are they big Earth, Wind, and Fire fans? Probably not. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, there's something going on with Taylor Swift and the Kennedys, by the way. I have no idea what it is. Something about she was friends with him. Used to fuck a Kennedy. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
Also from Right Wing Watch, right wing radio host, commentator, conspiracy theorist, Trump sycophant, Wayne Allen Root. We've talked about him
yes.
in the past. kicked off his radio program with an epic rant in which he declared that the recent FBI raid on the office of Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is rooted in penis envy on the part of of special counsel Robert Mueller.
What? Whose penis is... Wait, okay. Can I understand this? Mueller is envious of someone's cock.
Of
whose?
Trump's, of course.
Of Trump's dick.
How dare you?
Now we've got the truth. Now we find out what that raid of Michael Cohen's office was really all about. I told you yesterday I thought it was about and had heard it was about Donald Trump's affair with Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump's alleged affair with Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump's alleged affair with Karen McDougal, Playboy Playmate. All of this 10 years ago, private citizen, Playboy billionaire, none of our business, none of Mueller's business, none of the government's business, none of the Democratic Party's business.
If he used campaign funds to shut them the fuck up, it is our business, Snowflake.
It's our business, you dick.
Yeah.
He decided to be the leader of our country. We're all in this. God.
The government's business, none of the Democratic Party's business. Now we find that it also has to do with his Access Hollywood locker room tape. This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. Now we're going into a stratosphere that is just beyond belief. You know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and Robert Mueller is from Uranus.
Oh, God, it's sad. It's sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had
God.
To... Woo.
Boy, this guy is just hilarious, isn't he?
Sorry, I'm doubled over with laughter.
I mean, you know, this racist dickbag fuckface, oh, God, you know, woman-hating fucknut. Number one, dude, locker room talk. Okay, what if Donald Trump grabbed your sister's pussy or your wife's pussy or your mom's? You'd lose your fucking mind. That's what it's about. And, oh, shit, I lost my, what was I going to say? Oh, wait. He might. Mueller very well could have penis envy of Donald Trump. We don't know that Mueller hasn't uncovered a dick pic that was on Stormy's phone or somebody. You know what I mean? He could have seen a picture of Trump's dick and been like, oh, wow, I sure wish I had that swinging between my fucking legs. Maybe.
Venus and Robert Mueller is from Uranus. That's the planet he must be from. This guy, in my opinion, I'm going to say it right on national TV, it's penis envy. That's what it is. This guy is jealous. It's like going back to high school. There were guys that were nerds that could never get a pretty girl to go on a date with them. And then there were the jocks, and then there were the handsome guys, the pretty boys, and then there were the rich boys, right? And then Trump was kind of all three, a jock, handsome, and a rich guy.
Oh, boy.
Let me start jacking off here. I mean, what?
Hold on a second. I got to pause my video.
He said something that's disturbing to me. He said, I'm going to say this here on
national TV.
What TV is he on?
He's on like YouTube.
Okay, good. It worried me for a second. I'm like, hey, is he on ABC or some shit like that? I mean, yeah. Goddamn. God, yeah. You suck. Wayne Allen Root, right? Is this his
three, a jock, handsome, loser. And a rich guy. And Mueller is just not Mueller. A handsome guy. And he's probably never been anything.
He's not a handsome guy. And he's probably never... Listen to what is wrong with these people.
I don't know. Well, no, it makes sense.
Now he's probably like, Mueller couldn't get laid back in high school.
We elected a guy who is the poster child for a superficial, lawless, emotionless. No, there's no fucking moral compass. There's nothing. This is the guy. Trump is the guy that ran the Miss Universe contest. He used to tool around in Miss Teen USA. Dressing room.
Hey,
checking
girls.
The chicks out. What
I'm
the
just
fuck
making
ever.
Sure everything's okay. Do you have enough towels?
These people... there's nothing. This Wayne Allen Root, I don't know you, Wayne, but God, you seem like a piece of human shit. You're a shell of a human being. You don't have any fucking feelings or empathy. And congratulations on your big national TV gig. Go fuck
yourself.
He's
just not a handsome guy. And he's probably never been anything rich. He's not a billionaire. He's not a playboy. He's not a special businessman. He's just a boring lawyer. And he's jealous that Donald Trump has had the most...
Isn't he like kind of a war hero?
He
kind
is.
Of the guy? And
he
isn't
is
he,
a war hero.
Isn't he?
He's a storied motherfucker.
And isn't he?
His life is not boring.
He was the head of the FBI?
Hey!
Wasn't he doing, am I forgetting things? Wasn't
hey,
he a Republican icon?
Yes.
A figure worthy of jerking off to on the right until he had the audacity
to go after Trump.
Well, even then, they were up. Newt Gingrich, we could go back and play
tape. Oh, yeah,
Newt Gingrich is like, he's great. Mueller is fair. This is perfect. Because they thought he was gonna be on their side and help Trump out. The instant it started looking like, well, Mueller might actually do his job and help the country, all of a sudden now he's the root of all evil, deep state.
Yes.
He's got Obama cum pouring out of his ears.
Oh, spattered everywhere. Let me ask you something, Wayne Allen Root, you piece of shit. If you were going to the movies and you're like, oh, what would I rather watch a film about? A dickhead with a fucking YouTube channel that talks about racist bullshit? Or would you rather watch a movie about a guy who's in the military, did a bunch of spy bullshit, now he's an FBI agent, now he's investigating some lunatic president for some bullshit? Which movie would you rather see, you dick? You know what I mean? Who the fuck is this Wayne Allen Root? Why are you special?
He's probably never the guy that had no cheerleaders in high school.
Like Wayne Allen Root was plowing through.
Oh, yes. You and Alex Jones. Is it true that Wayne Allen Root and Alex Jones used to double team satanic fucking heiresses together? You know?
God. Are you going to stop and pick up Alex?
God damn.
No one's lawyer. Picking up Alex. And he's jealous that Donald Trump has had the most beautiful women in the world, the kind of women he could never get. In his wildest dreams, Robert Mueller could never date or would not be attractive to.
I mean, these people are Neanderthals. This is where he goes. It's not international spy bullshit. It's not collusion. It's not treason. It's not the sanctity of our elections. No, no, no. He's upset because he couldn't get hot chicks like Trump could. This is the mindset of these little tiny,
Wayne,
little BB bald, little insecure men.
Let's think about Trump's stories with women.
Yeah.
I don't know what he can't. I don't know what you mean by he can get or whatever the fuck. He sexually assaults women.
I mean Root.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I don't know.
Root is saying that Mueller can't get the level of women that Trump could ever get, and that's why he's going after
him. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. He's envious. I mean,
because they can't conceive that Mueller may be a patriot who wants to save the Republic
from a
crime family that's taken over.
That's the fucking thing with these guys, right? They're so thick-skulled and they're so heinous that they can't. They don't have any empathy. So they can't imagine anybody would give a shit about anything. This Wayne Allen Root doesn't give a fuck about, you know, justice, equality,
right,
helping
not,
people.
Wow, gosh. Mueller must have found some evidence that has caused him to think that the president, there have been some shenanigans in the campaign and with the president's administration.
Yeah.
I think we should look into this more. Now they're like, oh, he totally went after him because he got a hot chick the night's gone.
I mean, do these right-wing nut jobs, do they really think Comey got up one morning and was like, you know what? I'm going to join the deep state. And I'm going to fuck Trump. I'm going after Trump. I'm a lying slime ball.
Comey's
How
a
does
Republican.
That make any fucking sense?
He's a Republican.
Yes. Right. If Trump were good,
as was Mueller.
As are most these fucking FBI guys. They're not lunatic hippies, right? They're not us. I don't understand what the motivation would be. What would the motivation be of Mueller to do the wrong thing at this point in his career? Or don't they
see... Deep state, because he got some of that Clinton Foundation money for selling all the uranium to Russia.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding you.
That's crazy.
I'm not... That's their theory.
Or think
That's
about it
one
like
of the
this.
Theories.
Think about it like this. Trump goes to, where was he? CIA, speaking in front of that spy memorial, right?
Yes.
He
About how big his crowd
was. He
was
bitching that the media was being unfair to him about the size of his audience at his inauguration. And that insulted these people, that he complained about that at the spy memorial, and it bothered him.
Right.
Maybe that's part of their fucking motivation. There's nothing wrong. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're not.
They don't like this guy.
I mean, I don't
guy.
Think they're making things up, but I...
Oh, absolutely some of them, not.
Some of them may be inspired to be a little more fervent in their investigation.
Yes.
Because of this fucking asshole from the beginning. He called them Nazis.
Yes. And you know, it's
like
not,
Nazi Germany.
Right? And it's not just superficial. I mean, we can't have a president that fucking... You're going to call into, I don't know. I know the FBI and the CIA does bad shit, but
you can't, I don't know the word I'm looking for, you know? You can't delegitimize our intelligence community. You can't
just because they're investigating
you can't undermine it. Undermine it, right?
Just because they're investigating you.
Because you're a piece of shit.
And everyone knows it's the only reason. That's the thing. Nobody, there's nobody out there that believe, except the real dummies that are watching fucking Wayne Allen Root and agreeing with him.
Mitch the bitch, can't you have some sort of out-of-body experience and see this from an outside angle? Like, your GOP, your fucking colleagues, because you aren't impeaching this guy, you guys look nuts. You guys look insane.
Melania, probably the most beautiful woman in the world. Not even one of the most, the most beautiful woman in the world.
Melania's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Okay, what is this point? What it is?
That Mueller is jelly.
Yes.
Because Trump has the most beautiful woman in the world.
Right. He wants Melania. Is that his endgame?
Probably the most beautiful woman in the world. Not even one of the most beautiful woman in the world. He could never get a model. He could never get an actress. He could never get Marla Maples. He could never get Ivana, Donald Trump's first wife, beautiful girl. From Europe, gorgeous blonde. He could never get Karen McDougal. He could never get Stormy Daniels. What woman is interested in a prosecutor? Women are interested in a playboy billionaire entrepreneur CEO whose name is in Celebrity Apprentice.
How demeaning to women is this?
Totally. And by the way, dude, I don't know what women are who isn't interested in Bob Mueller. You know why? He's the special counsel, right? Why would I give a fuck? Why do we know what women? Why do we give a fuck what women? Who's into our president? I don't understand this angle.
It's Mueller's motivation for the witch hunt because he's jealous of the hot chicks that Trump gets. This is what they think. This is how their tiny little brains
so
fire and little synapses go.
You know,
and this is the information they come out with.
Who knows why Trump ran for president? I believe the theory is that he was wanting to boost his ratings for The Apprentice, right? Something like that. It wasn't because...
Or he was going to go off with Roger Ailes and hold hands Trump TV.
Right. Both honorable motivations for running for president, right? I'm just kidding. Not at all. God.
Nobody thought he would win. Nobody wanted him to win.
I didn't think
on
so.
On his own team.
Nobody, yeah.
We're
on
talking
his own
about.
Team, he didn't want to win.
Right. Flynn told them, I'm under investigation. Flynn told them.
Yes, he said it.
Do you think this is going to be a problem only if we win?
Listen.
Only if we win. Nobody thought they were going to win. Don't worry about it.
This guy couldn't even find a national security advisor that wasn't under investigation. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Here's the rest of Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah.
Lights on TV and whose name is on the top of buildings. That's who gets all the girls, whether you like it or not. And this guy Mueller is back to high school. My guess is he had no date for the prom. My guess is he was a virgin in high school, and he's just jealous that Donald Trump always gets the girls.
God, look at testosterone dripping off of these people.
He is just jealous that Donald Trump always gets the girls. And again,
demeaning to women.
Do you know how he gets the girls? He rolls on top of them.
All they want is the billionaire. They're not going to get the war hero and the congressman and the director of the FBI. No, they're going to go for the billionaire with the plane.
You know what's disturbing? Is there a lot of young dudes probably that like Trump that maybe they, like, I can't imagine. Listen to this guy's dickhead. Donald Trump is not a good role model. That is not how you get girls. That's how you get girls if you're a fucking predator, if you're a bully, if you're a rapist.
Robin Leach effect, right?
I mean,
that's
champagne
what this country
wishes.
Has become.
Caviar dreams. Me and Jeff Epstein are going to tie up a child and beat her and then rape her. That's who the fuck Donald Trump is. He's fucking dirt. He's garbage.
There's nothing. It's not.
He was a virgin in high school, and he's just jealous that Donald Trump always gets the girls. And so, whether you like it or not, whether Donald Trump cheated on his wife, whether you care about it, whether you know about it, whether you believe in it, whose side you're on, it doesn't really matter. Mueller is involved in Donald Trump's sex life. Everything here, we've gone from a guy spending tens of millions on a Russian collusion investigation to now all the tens of millions are down to, did he have sex with the porn star 10 years ago as a private citizen?
No, that's one that's of not it. The things.
Well, what do you want Wayne Allen Root to do? Understand what's going on, dude?
How?
He's dumb.
They completely forget that Bill Clinton was Whitewater.
Right.
Investigation.
And it led
Ken Starr.
Yes.
And then about a year and a half later, Ken Starr was like, I hear there's this jizzy dress, by the way.
Right.
What does that have to do with Whitewater?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Not one fucking thing.
Nothing. That's what brought down Clinton.
Right.
Forget about this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
conveniently.
God, stupid. This is not, there is nothing enviable. There's nothing good about the way Donald Trump treats women. Nothing.
So there you go. Wayne Allen Root saying, Mueller has penis envy. Penis envy is why Mueller is going after Trump.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Let's see, what else have we got here? Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We got a few more minutes here for the big shoe.
That's right, Pat.
We do this every goddamn weekday.
Yes.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern type front.
Yes.
Good news?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Taylor Swift, did she cover another Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
Yeah. Stevie Wonder.
I feel bad. Listen, Taylor, I'm sorry. I you know, we didn't mean to go after you today. There's so many people doing such horrible fucking things, and you cover a fucking song. Who gives a shit? Sorry. You know.
This is good news.
Okay.
Well. That there's a...
Kate will be the judge of that, right?
About millennials are abandoning religion in bigly numbers.
Yay! It's about fucking time.
Well, and many of them are identifying all this shit that's going on with the Mike Pences of America.
They're fucking the planet up with their fucking fascination with the sucking the sky god dick.
And this bullshit, you got to fill out a Arizona, you got to fill out a questionnaire.
Oh my God.
Why do you want an abortion?
Get out of my vagina.
Why do you want an abortion?
I don't know.
Why do you want an abortion?
Right. I don't know. Leave my pussy alone, please.
These ridiculous, John Oliver did a piece on Last Week Tonight.
Last week before.
But these insidious clinics, they family planning clinics or stuff like that. They try to scam women into thinking they have actual medical facilities you may be able to go get an abortion or something.
I mean, the fucked up.
And then they berate you. They talk you out of it. And there have been cases where they have delayed. They've tried to delay women until the time where you can't, no more abortion for you. There was a doctor who said a woman came to her for an abortion and she had to tell her, I'm sorry, you're too late for us to legally give you an abortion, because for weeks she had been dealing with one of those care crisis.
And they string you along.
Centers, right.
They string you along. Right. They just want to draw out your process so you can't get a fucking abortion.
Right.
Hey, it's garbage.
And how much money are those centers going to give that woman to help raise that child?
None. Not one fucking dime. And the fucked up thing, I could run one of those centers. I could. I don't know anything about science.
You don't need to know anything. Now, I think it's before the Supreme Court that the
they
ones
should
in
be
California,
outlawed, dude.
The ones in California were squealing because California said you need to tell women that they can go elsewhere and get an abortion and that you don't perform medical services.
Yeah. You have to be honest with the people that you're.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they're legal. It's like allowing fake doctors to exist.
Right. And they don't care.
It's like having fake doctors. Yeah.
They don't care about science. They want to force doctors to tell women they're going to get vagina cancer.
Our government should
protect
us.
And breast cancer. You're going to get breast cancer if you have an abortion.
Why isn't
just
our government
utterly
protecting
not true.
Us from those people? And that's so fucked up.
Because our government is those people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That's true.
Especially if mother's husband gets in there.
Vomitous!
We might be fuck Ed.
We are fuck Ed?
Maybe.
Yes.
But he's more, he may be more dangerous. Who knows?
Yeah,
Trump's dangerous in a different way.
It shouldn't be fair. If he gets impeached, we get Mike Pence. That's such fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah.
That is not right.
Oklahoma gave us Scott Pruitt. Thanks.
Yay.
Thanks, Oklahoma. Bang up job there.
Bang.
Has wasted taxpayer time and money.
Perfect.
To vote and name a HB 3473, which passed unanimously through the state house, unanimously through the state senate.
Okay.
Not one single person voted against it, although some excused.
Right.
From the vote. All that's needed now is for the Republican governor's signature, which will probably happen.
Okay.
They took the time to name a state official inspirational song.
In Oklahoma? Is it that Taylor Swift thing?
Surprisingly, it's not September. They have named...
They got a song.
I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
Okay.
A popular Christian song.
God damn it.
The best-selling Christian rock song of all time, with more than 2.5 million copies sold. Oh, I God. Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
It's my favorite.
The lyrics tell the story of what it must be like to stand in front of God in heaven.
Skit, skit.
It was written by singer Bart Millard after his father died.
Right.
He was thinking about what his dad must be going through in the afterlife.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Mulch. No offense, you know. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, one way on my heart feel when I dance for you.
The background singers are too loud.
Sketchy.
The mix is a little fucked up on the video, I must admit.
All of this is horrible.
I can only imagine. There you go.
Oh, great.
That's the top selling. That's the top selling Christian rock song of all time.
Do all states get a song now? I mean, can we nominate? I would like to nominate. What's that song?
What happened to Stryker?
Bitch, Don't Kill My Vibe. Right? I want that one. Oh yeah. That one. No more Christian music. You know what I mean? Can we outlaw that?
But why is our government?
I don't know.
Voting and spending time instead of I don't know. Their teachers have been on strike for a while.
Right. I don't know that you need a song.
Aren't you busy?
How are your kids? It's not in school. They're not going to be able to read the fucking song and they can listen to it. Aren't we worried about raising people that can do shit when they grow up?
No.
I don't know what the fuck we do with that song. That song. Hey, that song sucks. Even if it were not about Jesus and all that bullshit, outside of the religious crap, it's crap. I like the Taylor Swift September version better than that.
There you go. Just so you guys know what's going on in Oklahoma. Rest yes. easy. They've chosen a state inspirational song for y'all.
Is it true Scott fucking Pruitt wants to have a song for the EPA? Right? Why not? Who gives a shit? What a bunch of losers.
I thought a bird was in the
skit, skit.
In the bird feeder outside. It's a plastic bag.
Oh yeah.
God bless America.
Yeah, hey, whoever is littering in our fucking yard, that better stop. Or
I think
you know,
blows down the street. I really don't think it's people
is
like,
the wind
dropping shit.
Yeah, better not be.
You know, it's almost about that time. We only got like about a minute and a half or a minute so left here.
Skit, skit.
Everybody, we appreciate you listening to us.
Straight up. I don't know.
God. The
but you know, really, I just want to say that God, what a bunch of shit bags we heard from this week. It just deplorable people, you know. Right, Kate.
We want you to have a great weekend again. Just another story. That they're preparing mass protests if Trump fires Attorney General Rosenstein. I saw another story that was one of his cronies, one of his buds, said that he wants to fire everybody. He wants to decimate.
Yes.
He wants Sessions gone.
Yes.
He wants Rosenstein gone. He wants, he's going to keep firing people until somebody fires Mueller. And then he's going to fire Christopher Wray at the FBI because he hasn't protected him. I want everybody again.
Well, that's his party. It's the party of fuck you. Dude, think about it like this. Jeff Sessions didn't work out. Is there anyone more evil in our government? Like, for he's been evil a long fucking time. That lunatic didn't work out for Trump. I am shocked.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you.
Listening live, don't forget there's a brand new K-Voice, an awesome K-Voice.
Viva
voice of resistance.
La Resistance.
Kelly the Voice right afterwards. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon.
Yay.
Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great weekend, y'all. And, you know, watch out for that penis envy.
Oh, yeah. Resist. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.